everybody but your God. You can all fuck off. Take it. Told everyone I'm a bitch, so I became it. Always had to put yourself above me. I was into you, but I'm over it now. And I was trying to be nice, but nothing's getting through, so let me spell it out. A, B, C, D, E, F. You and your mom and your sister and your job and your Craigslist couch and the way your voice.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to Frustration Unlimited. This is FU Podcast. This is episode 127. It is June 7th, 2022.
Yeah, it is kind of close here.
Nah.
Yeah, it is. it is very close.
We decided to do something a little different.
It's too close to you, man. You need to, like, just back up, dude.
No, that way when I flip you off, you can see it.
Yeah, well, you can see that, too.
Without your glasses.
Right.
What's up, everybody? How y'all doing? How was y'all's weekend? Let us know how it went and what you did and all that good stuff. Patrick, how was your weekend?
It was okay. I saw Top Gun.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Me, too. Where'd you go to see it?
Saw it.
I can't remember. Hey, Kayla, I got a booger for you right here.
Saw Plano.
Plano, huh?
Yeah, I saw in Plano.
You said you, what kind of screen? It was IMAX? Or?
Yeah, it was IMAX.
How was the sound and shit? I bet.
Sound was good.
Was it?
Yeah, because, I mean, I told Misty, I said, you know what? I said, Devin heard this sound, man. He won't want this shit in his house.
You know what's funny is when we went to see, we saw it at the Regal with the three screens. And at first, I was kind of disappointed, right? Because I'm like, where's the fucking three screens I keep talking about, right?
Oh, yeah.
And I'm like going, okay. And then all of a sudden, they did the, like, preview to kind of show off the screens. And I was like, whoa. I was like, I need this in my house.
Oh, yeah. I bet.
But I will say sound system's better at the house than it was there.
Yeah.
I was kind of disappointed on the sound system.
Yeah.
Not going to lie. What's up, bitches? Says Andy with a whole bunch of balls. About to hit Top Golf, Top Gun these nuts.
Hey, Andy.
Kayla says it was so awesome. It was like, surprise, motherfucker.
Oh, all the three screens or the movie itself?
Kind of both, really.
Oh, okay.
It was kind of cool how they, tied in the old Top Gun with the bike and stuff. Do you notice that?
Oh, yeah. I saw that. Yeah, it was kind of like the Karate Kid type, the Cobra Kai.
Yeah,
that they threw in some of the, some of the old movies and not the old movies, but the movies of the past.
Yeah, well, and they're also recycling the characters from the past too.
Right, right.
Yeah, Kayla says the screens, they just appeared.
Yeah, they were on site. Yeah, I saw that, and they were. We were thinking about going there, but. I mean,
there was literally no bullshit, like four people in the entire, it was so crazy.
Right.
Like we're looking around. I'm like, they're decent seats, right? They're leather, the recliner and all that sort of
stuff.
But it's just weird because like you don't have the audience reaction. You know, it was just like two people.
It was like, it was really quiet in the theater that we were at. It was really quiet. I mean, nobody really. You know what I mean? It's like everybody was just fixated on the screen. So,
yeah.
But, yeah. I don't want to say any. I don't know.
What? Say it.
Just, well, I guess everybody knows Val Kilmer's in it. So,
yeah.
Anyway, it was just kind of sad seeing
Val Kilmer,
you know, that way, you know?
So, yeah. But at least they gave him a role. You know what I mean?
Right, right.
And it like they kept the Iceman, and basically Tom Cruise wouldn't be where he was at without the Iceman, basically was the synopsis of.
Yeah.
But the thing that kind of disappointed me was there was no, I was expecting like a new soundtrack. You know what I mean? Like, I was like, what kind of cool music? Cause you know, like the one that they did in 30 years ago was legendary. Like that soundtrack, literally Kayla and I listened to it on the way there. And it was like, dude, this fucking soundtrack's fucking fire.
Right.
Still 30 years later. But of course, they used a lot of the stuff from the original soundtrack, but I didn't see or hear anything new. And there was a lot of parts where I'm like, where's the score? Like, where's the buildup? Where's the dramatic buildup? And there was like, it was just silent.
I think they were doing, what's her name? Lady Gaga's music, just the instrumental all through the movie.
Okay. Cause there was a couple parts where I was like, it was like, I think it was a motorcycle scene or something with the F-18s. I'm trying to remember.
Right.
I've only seen it once. Hey, Molly. I want to see it again. Yeah. What's up, Molly? I definitely want to see it again. I want to see it like somewhere that has amazing sound. Since I got the good, you know, the picture, and that was pretty dope as fuck. Especially when he was flying in the cockpit.
Because
you could see the jets to his left and right. And you literally felt like you were in the cockpit, like, with him.
Oh, yeah.
That was badass. And it was really weird how they did the three screens. So, like, any of the dialogue or anything like that, it was just the one screen in the center, which it was a gigantic screen, don't get me wrong.
Right.
But then, like, all the action scenes when they were flying and stuff like that, that's when they turned on, basically, the projectors on the side and stuff.
Right, right.
Which I was like, if you're going to do it the whole time.
Yeah,
because, like, I kind of want to see what's going on the sides. And, you know, you don't get to see that. Usually it's like all you get to see is what the director wants you to see, which is like this little narrow focus, right?
Right.
Or field of view, FOV. But, yeah, so it was kind of nice being able to see everything going on.
Right.
Like, I'd love to see a camera sitting over here. Or a reflection of one of the gels in the.
Oh, no, I don't think you're going to. Yeah, no, I don't think you would see.
No, I was just giving us shit.
Yeah.
I'm so surprised nobody caught that. That was like fucking driving me nuts.
Caught what?
That the reflection when we did the John Lennon project.
Oh,
remember in the fucking picture frame? You caught just that one.
Yeah, I know.
But then again, we knew because we set up the lights. However, everybody else was probably like, it's just probably a reflection of the lights in the building wherever they were at. So we kind of like, you know,
well,
overthought that one.
If they thought of, you know, if they thought that's what it was, okay, that's a good thing, whatever.
Right?
So, no.
But yeah, I was paranoid, you know, me, OCD. Like, I can't stand when shit's not right.
Yeah. God, you can see my old neck. Look at that.
Leather neck. I'm going to start calling you Leatherneck. What's up, Leatherneck?
Yeah, because I'm getting it.
Damn!
Woo! I'm getting it. That's really cool.
Dude, you need to put some sunscreen on or some shit. Do you bring some with you? Did they give you some?
No, uh-uh. See?
Oh, shit, that's a lawsuit right there.
And then I'm getting darker on my arm. See?
I see that.
But you could, I mean, it's even worse up here.
So. Need to start wearing some screen, man.
Well, I did roll up the sleeves today, but
I was just going to ask, are they short sleeves? Are they long sleeve? What kind of?
Yeah, attire? It's the short sleeves.
Okay.
I don't feel like doing long sleeves right now. So.
Hell no, it's too fucking hot.
It is hot. Out there it's hot.
Drove home. It was 105. I can only imagine what it's like over there on the tarmac and around hot ass airplanes. And shit.
Right. I have ran into three people that I used to work. I forgot to tell you this.
I haven't seen you in like a fucking week.
I have ran into three people that I used to work with at Southwest.
Really?
Yep.
So they abandoned ship at Southwest, went to American?
They're starting to, and they're coming to American.
Wow.
But they, you know, Americans got to be better than Southwest, you know? So
the question is, are they right?
Well, it's about the same.
Is it?
Yeah, that's it. It's about the same. I mean, some of the guys there, they complain about, you know, how much they put on the airplane and all that, and I just laugh at them.
Did you know?
What?
On a side note.
What?
Most of those casters and stuff that you use to roll that shit around, we're the ones that supply them.
Well, two of them broke today.
Oh, shit.
You need to make them better.
No, I'm not 100% certain which airlines and stuff that we supply for, but I know that we do to, I don't know if I can say the names, but I will say a certain couple home improvement stores that are very big. And, of course, people of Wally World, yes, we supply them. And Tarjay, which Tarjay, I think, is in one of our news stories today.
Oh, yeah. That's, yeah, they're cutting back on inventory.
Yeah. What's up, Barney?
Barney, what's going on? Barney?
Barney? Prestige.
There we go.
There we go.
Up close.
Up close.
Prestige. Up close.
We're live. Wow. You get to see the head.
I got some. I got so much gray, man. Fuck. You know, it looks better with it zoomed out.
Yeah.
Look at that. See?
Kayla says, slice of prices. So excited.
See, look. I can, what? I can make myself.
Make yourself what?
Out of focus.
Yeah.
See?
It's true.
Okay.
Well, you usually do a pretty good job of that anyway.
What? Out of focus?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. I got it. I just got that.
It's usually Andy's head pops in and then you go out of focus, or some reason your camera always decides to just lose focus.
Well, it's because
kind of like you.
Because
well, that was a great look. I'm glad we got it zoomed in.
Yeah. Well, it's all right. I mean, fucking Andy. Whatever.
Fucking Andy.
Fucking Andy. He's always ruining my shot, man. Every time he's here. His fat head gets in the fucking way, man, of the camera.
So you want to talk about weather since we were already talking about how it's hotter than fucking balls outside?
Yeah, let's talk about weather. Hold on. Let me get to it. Can I see it? Yeah, I can. Okay. All right. Weather time. All right. Tomorrow on the 8th of June, high 92, low 73. Thursday, 69. 96, high 96, low 78. Friday, June 10th. Is that Juneteenth?
Juneteenth is the 20th.
Oh, it's
Kayla's 20th? Birthday.
It's June 20th?
Yep.
Okay. Anyway, whatever.
She now officially has a holiday on her birthday from here on out.
Kayla's holiday. What are you going to do for Kayla's holiday? Nothing. I'm just going to sit at home. I ain't going to do shit. All right. Friday, June 10th, high 99, low 74. Saturday, high 97, low 76. High on Sunday, the 12th, 101, low 79. The 13th, high 100, low 78. 98, 78 on next Wednesday, high 77. Oh, wait. Wrong. High 97.
I wish it was a high of 77. Yeah, no, that'd be fucking great.
No shit. High 97, low 77. And the 16th next Thursday, high 97, low 78. And no rain.
0.0 inches of rain.
Yep. No rain in the forecast because we have a high pressure over us.
What's that mean?
High pressure means that it's just high. Kind of like Andy.
Oh, snap.
No, it's a high pressure that just keeps the clouds and the storms away, and it's like a bubble around
the DFW.
Yeah, around Texas or whatever, because there was storms up north in Oklahoma this morning. So
did you hear? I caught a couple sites that were talking about. They were saying that the tornado alley has kind of shifted. Because remember, it used to be Kansas, Oklahoma, Texas. Now they're saying it's shifted to the east.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, so I'm wondering, are we no longer in tornado alley?
Probably not.
Knock on wood?
Probably not.
Right.
So you can hear me scratch my fucking beard now.
Well, the ASMR people will love that. I forget what that stands for.
Who?
ASMR.
What does that stand for?
I have no fucking clue.
Yeah, you just said that you forgot what it stood for. So,
Autonomous Sensory Meridian Response, ASMR. Sometimes autosensory meridian response is a tingling sensation that usually begins at the scalp. Nope, that's not it.
Oh, yeah?
Let's see.
Oh, Kayla, gay Oh, K-teenth.
Not gay.
My bad. I'm sorry. I didn't mean that.
So speaking of Texas and not gay teenth, Operation Slowdown, Texas officers to crack down on speeding. Fuck.
When?
I wonder when it's. I think they already started it.
Oh, they did?
Yeah.
Oh, is that why I saw? I've seen like 5 cops between here and DFW.
Probably. Police will be writing citations during the 2-week period, and law enforcement vehicles will spend extra time driving the roads, reminding motorists what safe speed looks like. That means they're going to be driving slow as fuck and make everybody around them drive slow as fuck. That's why you get on the tolls.
And drive fast as fuck.
Exactly.
Yeah. So, first story?
That was the first one.
Oh, it was?
Yeah. Duh. The second one is evictions rising across North Texas as record rent inflation affects families. Kayla was telling me that there's all the people around her are moving out because they jacked up a one-bedroom, bro. One bedroom, one bath apartment.
How much?
$2,000 a month.
Damn.
Rent's too damn high.
Everything's fucking high, man.
For real.
That's, I mean, and that's too bad. Well, shit. What are you going to do?
Shit, I don't know, man. Fucking get you a tent or an RV. RV sales are probably going through the fucking roof.
They probably are. They probably are.
Texas cities are among those in the nation with the highest amount of filings in just the last week. Between Dallas, Houston, and Fort Worth, nearly 3,000 evictions have been filed in the past 7 days. Damn! There are more than 86,000 filings since January 2021 across Dallas, Tarrant, and Denton, and Collin counties.
Hmm.
Man.
Wow.
Can't afford gas, can't afford fucking place to live. Shit.
Yep.
The problems just keep getting worse and worse.
Yep. Do you want to do the next one or you want me to do it?
Yeah, you can do it. I already read the story, so I already know about it. So you can go ahead and read it, and then I can fill in the blanks.
All right. Man says he was wrongly jailed for 17 days after American Airlines falsely identified him as a burglary suspect. An Arizona man alleged this week that he was wrongly jailed for 7 days after American Airlines falsely identified him as a burglary suspect to police. In his lawsuit, passenger Michael Lowe said he endured more than 2 weeks of unending nightmare in a New Mexico jail as a result of airline's alleged actions. The alleged incident began on May 12, 2020, when Lowe was flying from Flagstaff to Reno. Of course, I got to pop up. Reno with a layover in Dallas. And during the layover, there was a burglary at a duty-free store in one of Dallas terminals, and police were able to trace the culprit into Lowe's plane from Dallas to Reno.
So I'll kind of fill in the gaps. So basically, right, the police asked for the itinerary, the flight manifesto, to find out who all the passengers were. And so this guy, mind you, went to the duty-free store, but he was wearing a mask. And I forget, the guy that they caught on film wasn't wearing a mask, was, like, bald, and this guy has hair. Like, they look nothing alike, but they just basically used the manifesto to find out, you know,
right,
who all the passengers were. And they just basically, he just happened to be at the wrong place at the wrong freaking time. So get this, he was in New Mexico, and I guess some kind of disorderly something happened. And so the police started taking everybody's IDs, and they go, sir, you have a warrant out in Tarrant County. And he's like, Tarrant County, where the hell is that?
Where the hell is that? Fucking Fort Worth.
Exactly. So I'm like, wait, so he got busted in Dallas duty free, but he's got a warrant out in Tarrant County. What the fuck? I guess DFW is considered Tarrant County.
Well, you got 4 cities around this Tarrant County. If you go Euless or Grapevine or whatever, yeah, that's Tarrant County. And then you have Coppell.
What's up, Misty?
Irving. Hey, Misty. Coppell, Irving, and parts of Fort Worth. So.
Oh, really? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so that guy had a nice rude awakening when he landed, and
yeah, that would kind of suck
for real.
Yeah, so yeah, let's see. Really, that one? Oh yeah, I picked it.
You picked it, fucker.
Yeah, I did, didn't I?
Yep.
Okay. Dallas County health officials report first case of monkeypox in North Texas for 2022.
They obviously didn't listen to the podcast where we said, don't fuck monkeys.
Yeah, don't. Everybody just needs to quit fucking monkeys.
Man. Yeah, just stop fucking monkeys. You'll be all right.
Yeah, everything's fine. Dallas County Health and Human Services are reporting the first case of monkeypox in North Texas and in the state of Texas. Figures will be Dallas. I was expecting Austin.
I would believe
there's that. Reasons why too. Health official says Dallas County resident recently traveled out of the country where monkeypox cases have been reported. Test results on Monday were positive for the virus. DCHHS says the patient hasn't been hospitalized, is isolated and recovering at home, and does not pose a known risk to others at this time. No other information was released about the patient. Of course not. It's HIPAA. Health officials have identified people who have had direct contact with the patient and are monitoring them for symptoms. The CDC is also working with the airline and state and local health officials to contact airline passengers and others who may have been in contact with the patient from flight from Mexico to Dallas.
Oh, shit.
Uh-oh.
That's not good.
Yeah, because there's a lot of migrants down south at the border.
Well, not only that, it's going to be a long-ass flight, so the chances are he probably went to use the restroom, right? Which means how many other people went in there and used the restroom?
Really?
Just saying.
No, I'm saying you're zooming out.
Yep.
Really? And you're not going to zoom me out?
I already zoomed you out. You've already been zoomed out.
Oh, yeah, you are. Oh, yeah, I am. Okay. I see that now. Okay. All right. So, yeah, monkeypox spreads between people through direct contact with infectious sores, scabs, or body fluids. It can also be... It also can be spread during prolonged... face-to-face contact. What does that mean?
It means mugging down.
The virus has started to spread throughout the U.S. with more than 32 cases across 14 states. Dang. And then, of course, there's
Dan.
Damn it, Dan. Dan. And, of course, you know, rising COVID concerns, whatever. Okay. And that'd be it for that. Yep.
So what's this story? The next one I haven't heard. Well, I don't think I've heard this one.
Mesquite man sentenced to 59 years in prison for trafficking women. A 29. Wow. He's going to be like 88 when he gets out, if he survives.
Right.
The 59 years. Watch him make it to 58 and gets killed on his last year. Anyway, that's not. Was that funny or not funny? I don't know. I think it's funny. Anyway, 29-year-old Mesquite man was sentenced to 59 years in prison for trafficking women. Ricky Stevenson was sentenced by the Collin County jury for aggravated kidnapping. The investigation started on January 23rd, 2021, when Stevenson was caught on surveillance cameras punching and dragging a teenage girl at a Plano nail salon. Plano police determined that the teenage girl was being prostituted by Stevenson. During the trial, Plano police detective Aaron Benzik testified that two more women has been prostituted by Stevenson and one woman was physically assaulted. Stevenson's social media also showed him bragging about being a pimp. That's something to brag about. And controlling women. Stevenson was found guilty and was punished by the jury 59 years in prison.
See, when I first read this story, I thought he got busted for trafficking 59 people. I didn't realize he's got 59 years. And okay, so it's like three or four women or some shit, right?
Right.
Ugh.
Yep.
Fucking asshole.
I know, man.
I hope he gets what he's got coming to him in jail.
In his
they better not
58 put him in his 58th year. Come here, Grandpa. I'm gonna kick your ass.
I'm gonna beat you with that cane.
No. I'm gonna shove the cane up your ass.
I'm gonna treat you like you treated those women.
Yeah, come here, there you go.
Grab him by his dress.
That's how you do it. Right there. That's how you do it. So anyway,
rectum spectrum's in the news.
Where?
The next story.
Oh, it is?
Yep.
Rectum spectrum.
And it's kind of funny because they're
wow, I can't pull it. You want to pull it up?
Yeah, I got it. Family of Texas grandmother killed by cable man is suing the company. A civil lawsuit has been filed by the family of Betty Thomas, alleging Rectum Spectrum and Charter Communications is liable for her death. Basically, the family of the grandmother who was killed in Las Colinas home by her cable man is suing in Dallas civil court. 83-year-old Betty Thomas was stabbed to death by Roy Holden Jr., who was employed as a cable technician for Spectrum at the time. He performed scheduled connectivity work at Thomas's home the day before, but according to police, returned the next day in his uniform, unscheduled and unannounced, claiming that the work needed to be finished. According to the police report, Holden was not on the clock, but was driving the company van. Police say after Holden killed her, he used her debit cards hours after her murder.
Wow.
Holden pled guilty to first-degree murder charges and was sentenced to life in prison in April 2021. Good. Fuck that guy. Yet another person needs to be.
Yet another person just needs to be just fucking just, yeah. I know.
Dealt with.
Yep. I know. Let's see.
In controversial news.
Oh, yeah.
So this is making headlines all over the freaking United States and the world by now. Texas lawmaker introduces a bill to ban children from drag shows. Yes, you heard that right.
Why would children go to drag shows anyway?
I'll read it. I'll tell you why.
All right, go ahead.
A Texas state lawmaker said Monday he will introduce a law seeking to ban children from attending drag shows in the wake of videos depicting youngsters at a Pride Month event in Dallas. Republican state Brian Slatton of Greenville, Texas, said his measure to protect kids from drag shows and other inappropriate displays would be introduced as soon as the next legislative session begins. Wow. Slatton announced his proposed bill after a weekend event at a Dallas bar billed as family-friendly drag show drew protests and police presence. Video of the Drag the Kids to Pride event posted to social media showed performers dancing and walking down an aisle in the center of the room, at times taking dollar bills from children in attendance at the alcohol-free event.
What the fuck, man?
Protesters gathered outside the bar, Dallas's Oak Lawn neighborhood, WFAA reported, while police were on hand to assist with crowd control and help the crowd disperse in a safe manner. Yeah, you want to see the video?
Sure.
I'd like to see it? Here you go. Let's see how bad. Oh, of course, it's on Twitter.
Of course.
Do, 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 do.
Go ahead.
So this was at a nightclub? What the hell are kids doing at a nightclub to begin with?
Does that look like a nightclub?
Kayla says, drag shows are fun, but don't think I would be bringing my young children. Nah.
No, uh-uh.
Yeah, I don't blame you, Kayla. That's definitely not something that young kids should be exposed to.
No, they shouldn't be.
I mean, I'm sure they can see worse on their cell phones that they get at like fucking age 5, but come on.
Even on TikTok, they can see
there's
shit.
Worse shit that's out there, like, yeah, on any platform, social media, Instagram, Facebook, whatever.
Right.
TikTok. Well, I would show the video, but apparently 2.5 million other people are trying to watch it. Fuck.
No, it's all right.
Oh, well, fucking Spectrum.
Damn Spectrum. Blame somebody, man. Spectrum.
Fucking Spectrum.
Fucking Spectrum.
Yeah. It's probably Twitter.
Twit.
Twitiverse.
Twit. I'll just call it Twit.
Twit.
A little twit.
Matthew McConaughey tells a story of those killed in Uvalde, in emotional plea for action on guns. Patrick and I watched that before the podcast. It was pretty pretty intense. It was kind of weird seeing him behind a podium, especially in the White House, and just how he just needs to run for president. That's it.
He did look cool behind the presidential podium.
Podium.
I didn't say pole. It's a podium.
It's a podium.
Podium. Fuck. Yeah.
Yeah, it was really good. I would play, but it's pretty long. So yeah, if y'all haven't seen it, go check it out. Better than Wheelie. Wheelie McWheels.
Wheelie McWheels. Who's Wheelie McWheels?
Abbott. You say this every fucking time. You walk right into it.
Okay. Well, I don't know who Willie is or anything like that.
Willie Nelson. Who do you think?
It's not Willie Nelson.
Could you imagine him being fucking running for state?
All right, we're going to go ahead and we're going to make marijuana legal in Texas. That's what we're going
to do. First thing I'm going to do.
On the road again.
We're going to get back on that road again.
All the way down to fucking Austin and fucking get some weed, man. Okay.
We're going to have a dispensary on every corner.
Called Nelson Willie's fucking dispensary.
That's right.
So, all right. Let's see.
National.
Let's see if I can get this one.
Three Arizona police officers are placed on leave after looking on as a man drowned. And I think one of the officers actually said, I'm not going to save you. Three Tempe police officers who looked on as a man drowned in Arizona Lake late last month have been placed on non-disciplinary paid administrative leave as several law enforcement agencies investigate what happened. According to city officials, officers responded to a call about a disturbance just after 5 a.m. outside the Tempe Center for the Arts, where they found Sean Bickings, 34, and his companion. Officers were talking to an uncuffed Bickings, who officials described as an unsheltered Tempe community member. While they ran his and his companion's name through the database to check for outstanding warrants, authority says it was then that Bickings climbed a metal fence, descended an embankment, and began to swim in the Tempe Town Lake. Police body camera footage from one of the officers shows. The footage cuts out before Bickings begins to struggle in the water, but the city provided a transcript of the video from there. Really? It just coincidentally happened to cut out?
Of course it did.
I'm drowning, Bickings says. An officer tells him to swim to a pylon, but Bickings says he can't. Okay, I'm not jumping in after you, the officer says. I can't touch. Oh, God, please help me. Help me, Bickings says moments later.
Yeah. Anthony said he said, I'm not getting wet for him.
Yeah. I think I read that somewhere, too.
Really?
And this story, they're totally just not telling the whole truth.
So it's Tempe, Arizona.
Mm-hmm.
So Tempe's going to get sued.
Yep.
Quick money. Yep. Well, I mean, I would do the same thing. So, you know.
Serve and protect.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. What did Kayla say?
Yes, Kayla, I saw your post. Kayla says, have you seen the fuckery going on in New Orleans with stopping traffic to do donuts, then attacking police officers? Sick. Got to see the videos I posted on Facebook about it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's pretty fucked up, and I gave commented on Kayla's post about my solution. Joe says, I don't get wet for him either. pun intended.
Right.
Yeah, Kayla, it's called the street takeovers. It happens all the time. It happens here in Dallas. But instead of them curtailing that, they're going to just focus on speed.
Speed.
Yes. It's not speed that kills. It's the fucking idiots driving slower than the fucking speed limit that kills.
That's true.
It's the fluctuations of speed. That's what kills.
That's true.
We're all going 200 miles an hour. We're good. It's that fucktard going 10. That's the person that you got to watch out for.
Right. Well, out of Florida.
What's going on in Florida?
Yeah, Florida mother charged with manslaughter after her 2-year-old son fatally shot his father. I didn't read the story.
I was going to say, is it Orlando? I just looked at the house, and then sure enough.
It was Orlando.
It was. I could tell by the house.
Yeah, it is. A Florida mother of 3 has been charged with manslaughter after her 2-year-old son got a hold of an unlocked handgun and fatally shot his father in their home. The investigation began on May 26 when deputies responded to an Orlando home in reference to a 911 call about a man who had been shot, according to an affidavit for arrest warrant from Orange County. Deputies arrived and found Reggie Mabry, 26, on the ground, suffering from an apparent gunshot wound. No shit. His wife, 28-year-old Marie Rose
Ayala. Ayala.
Okay. Was performing CPR on him until first responders arrived. Mabry was taken to a local hospital where he was pronounced dead. 3 children, ages 5, 2, and an infant were at home but were not injured. Investigators initially thought the shooting was a suicide, but they learned at the hospital that Mabry had actually been shot in the back. Mabry had been playing a video game on his computer when
Ayala
heard a loud pop. She told police, "What is she doing playing a video game when she has an infant, 5-year-old, and a 2-year-old?"
No, Mabry, the father, was playing the video game on his computer when Ayala, which is the female, the wife.
Okay, so well, why is Mabry playing a video game when he has a 5-year-old, 2-year-old, and an infant?
Help
his wife.
And why is his Glock not fucking
right
locked up?
Yeah, anyway, the 5-year-old told an investigator that his 2-year-old brother had shot their father. Further,
Ayala
acknowledged that the firearm, or Glock handgun, was typically stored in a backpack that hung on a nail about 3 feet off the ground.
Wow.
Yeah, I charge her too.
Ooh, but listen, it gets better. Investigators determined that both Mabry and Ayala, who are both convicted felons, left an illegal firearm in a room where it was easily accessible to children, Mina said. The gun was not properly stored, the sheriff said at a news conference. In fact, it was easily accessible even to a 2-year-old, and the result is a tragedy in this community that no one really can comprehend. Wouldn't it be fucking ironic if the dad was playing some fucking shoot 'em up game and a kid?
He probably was.
I bet he was. And the kid saw it and was like, "Ooh, I know where there's, I want to play." Man, that's fucking.
It actually saw it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know.
That's a fucking plot twist.
Yeah, I know. That's a movie.
Damn, yeah, only in Florida.
Oh, yeah. Only in Florida. Let's see.
Louisiana. Okay, Kayla, your people are in the news.
Yeah, I read it.
Louisiana bans transgender girls from girls' sports teams. Louisiana has banned the latest in a string of similar bans in the U.S. states with conservative Republican-controlled legislatures. The bill binds schools and colleges in the state and was approved by Republican-controlled state Senate legislator last month with enough support to override any veto from Louisiana Governor John Bel Edwards, a Democrat who opposed the legislation. Edwards said he would allow the bill to become law on Monday without his signature, telling reporters that it was obvious to him that even if he vetoed the bill, it would still become a law. So what do you think about transgender playing in sports? I know we kind of talked about this before.
No.
No what?
No.
No what?
I disagree with it.
You don't think they should?
Nope.
I think they should have their own team.
The transgender?
Yeah.
Transgender team?
Yeah.
Sure, why not?
Yeah.
That's okay.
You want to be included? We'll include you.
No, I don't want to be included.
Not you personally.
Oh. No, I don't want to. Yeah.
Kayla says, I think it depends on the sport, and they should have their own locker room just to not make others uncomfortable.
Well, that's just not happening, so.
Oh, and Joe says biometric gun safe, $99 on Amazon. Use his sponsorship link so he can get kickback.
Yeah, right.
Anthony says ban 2-year-olds. Don't ban the guns, ban the 2-year-olds.
Ban the 2-year-olds? Yeah. Oh, God.
She, Kayla says she just asked JC, and she said not for contact sports like wrestling. Well, that's the thing, like UFC, if a female or if a male becomes a female and then goes into UFC, like their reach is going to be incredibly, more than their competitors.
Right. Yeah.
And then not only that, your muscle build and your testosterone levels and all that shit that goes into it, like it's just not even going to be, it's not fair. It's not that it's not equal. It's just that it's not fair. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's not a fair fight. And in competition and competitive sports, it's not fair. You have a competitive advantage. That's the problem. It's not the problem whether they're trans or not. It's the problem of fairness, of a competitive match. And that's why it's called competition.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
It's not competition when you have fucking advantage. That's not a competition.
Yep. Mm-hmm. I agree.
Yes. Joe says there is a trans chick in MMA. She sucks. Audrey would fight her even with the injured hand. But isn't there so is the trans, was she man and now she's female, or is it the other way around? Kale says, yes, like try a girl in the NFL. They would get killed.
Yeah, they would. They would get killed.
I don't know. Jen was in the NFL. She was the first female coach for the Cardinals. She's a bad little bitch.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's cool as shit, though.
Okay.
Joe said, yes, man to a woman. And she still sucks? She can't even win with the advantage like that? That's fucking
right. She can't.
Maybe she probably took too much estrogen and doesn't have any testosterone anymore. Or maybe she has Patrick arms.
The fuck does that mean?
Little T-Rex arms.
Oh, no. Yeah, now you're going, you can fucking doing fucking stepbrothers. I don't want to be a dinosaur.
I want to be a dinosaur.
Yeah. That's impossible, Dad. You can't be a dinosaur.
I love that fucking movie.
Yeah.
Kayla says mouse glitz.
Right. Okay. CEOs are enjoying huge paydays while their workers struggle to pay bills. That doesn't surprise me. Despite all the buzz about the great resignation and the renaissance for working class in America, a new report finds the gap between executive and worker pay is only widening. The typical low-wage worker's pay didn't keep pace with inflation last year. At more than a third of the companies reviewed by the Prostitute a Policy or Institute.
Prostitute.
Yeah. Institute for Policy Studies, a progressive think tank, IPS, survey included the 300 publicly traded companies with the lowest median pay for workers.
Long story short, the average CEO made $10.6 million a year right here, and the average low-wage worker took home just under 24K. Wow. Talk about a disparity. Fucking income.
Wow. That just really fucking sucks.
Since we're on the topic of equality.
Yeah.
Why can't we have equal pay, motherfuckers? We want everything else equal.
Right. Yeah, I know. Okay.
Well, and the crazy thing is you're looking at like all the oil companies and they're setting records upon records. Like literally it's like, I think they said it was like 4 times.
Right.
Yeah. It's astronomical. The amount of profits the fucking oil and gas companies and shit are making this year.
Yeah. They need to, with everything, the way that everything is right now in our country, they need to raise prices. No, wait, they already rose prices. They need to raise salaries.
Yeah, because the problem is they need to cap all these prices on shit. There should be a 35 to 40%. Holy Jesus.
Good God. Okay, right. While you read that, I'm going in here and break the seal.
All right, Kayla wrote a novel, so I'll go ahead and read it to the audience. This is an eye opening. I copied. Kayla said, if you make $15 an hour, you bring home on average $9 per hour after taxes and insurance. Most people work 40 hours per week. And according to the Department of Energy, Americans purchase 40 gallons of gas a week minimum. This means after you pay for gas each week, you bring it home $4 an hour. Anyone that makes minimum wage is only paying for gas. That's it. When everyone voted for Biden because he promised wages of $15 an hour, did you think things like gas would stay $2 per gallon? You now make less money today than you did 2 years ago. And if you make minimum wage in another few weeks, you will start to pay to go to work. Congratulations. You're uneducated. Oh, that's bullshit. It has nothing to do with Biden. It has to do with these record profits from all these oil and gas companies that are profiting off of a not only a pandemic, but also a war. And they're using the war as a guise to basically inflate prices of everything. So and then other companies that aren't increasing their prices, they're doing what's called shrinkgate, which is they're actually shrinking the sizes of items that you buy on a regular and selling it at the same price. So the illusion is that the price hasn't gone up, but in actuality, the volume of what you're buying actually has decreased. The whole Lay's potato chips where you buy it a bag and it's a quarter of the way full. So you're basically paying for fucking air.
Pretty much. So what did it say that how much you're bringing home?
Basically $4 per hour after everything's said and done. And then as you work, you basically are paying for gas, which is why a lot of those food services industries like DoorDash and Uber Eats and all that stuff are really hurting for drivers and shit, because it's not cost effective for them anymore. They were making profits,
right?
But now the only people making profits are the companies.
Right.
Because they refuse to make them employees. So then they don't have, they 1099 them.
Uh-huh.
So they don't have to pay taxes or any of that shit. And they're not technically an employee. So they don't have to pay benefits or any type of health, medical, dental. But the drivers, all their, you know, profits and everything are getting eaten up by the gas tank. So it's like a fucking snake chasing, eating its tail, basically.
Right. Wow.
Yeah, even at $20 an hour, Joe says, yes, Devin is correct. Congratulations on the economics lesson. Hey, I tried to make it Cliff Notes version.
Yeah. Never mind. Forget it.
Well, that's kind of why I'm a big advocate for working from home, because that's what I tried to explain to like my boss and stuff like that. But they just built a, you know, 110,000 square foot facility. So in their heads, they're like, well, we built this gigantic building. We need to have people in it.
Yeah.
But I'm like going, OK, so 2 hours of traffic a day. OK, so that's 5 days a week. So that's 10 hours.
Right.
That I'm getting no work done. And I go, think about that 10 hours. That's over a full day per week that you would have extra if I didn't have to drive to work. It just doesn't fucking make sense.
Yeah.
Plus the wear and tear and, you know, on the cars.
Tires,
yeah. Rims and, or not rims, but brakes and everything else. Because people can't fucking drive worth a shit in this town.
Well, nobody can. Yeah, I know. I know.
Dude, I got on the...
I've complained about it on
Facebook. Listen to this shit. So I got on the expressway, right?
Uh-huh.
I'm going to use that term. Hold on. Expressway.
Yeah, it's...
Air quotes.
It's not an expressway.
There was literally, I counted, 12 18-wheelers. Motherfuckers!
On the...
In the expressway. The expressway was no longer express. We were going slower than the cars to the fucking that were driving for free.
Wow.
I'm like, get the fuck out of here. There should be a law against that shit.
Right.
It pisses me off. This is why we have this show.
Yeah, right.
Frustrates the fucking hell out of me.
Yeah.
Speaking of frustration.
In Missouri, three Missouri inmates cut through a ceiling and escape, and they're still on the run 4 days later.
Pretty sure the guy in the middle, he's going to get found.
Definitely. At first, when I looked at this, I thought that it was, I thought that he was a female.
Yeah.
God, what the fuck is the female that. Doing with, never mind.
With the dudes.
I'm not, that was a stupid thing.
It's called bait.
Yeah. Three inmates who are considered armed and dangerous escaped from jail in Barrie County in Missouri have been on a run for 4 days. The inmates, two of whom were in the same pod in the jail while the third was in adjacent pod, climbed out of holes they cut in the ceiling and left the building through a maintenance door.
I got questions. How do you cut? Like, do they just have open ceilings? Like,
there it is right there. The building is old and the ceilings are made of plaster.
Wow. Which
could have made the trio's escape easier.
You know, now that everybody in that jail cell has heard this, they're fucking sawing their way right through that.
Fucking A, they are. Yep. Sheriff's office up there in Missouri identified the three individuals as Lance Justin Stevens, Matthew Allen Crawford, and Christopher Allen Blevins. Stevens is facing charges including possession of a controlled substance and unlawful use of a weapon. Just makes shit worse, man. Crawford is facing theft charges, and Blevins is facing charges including unlawful possession of a firearm, unlawful use of a weapon, and resisting a lawful stop.
So do you think he used the gun on?
I don't know.
The police officers.
Probably did.
That one would be the guy you need to watch out for.
Right. U.S. Marshals have taken over the search for the escape convicts or inmates, sorry, and added in the Facebook post, authorities believe the three are not in the area. Well, no shit. One authorities also believe the inmates are no longer together. One was seen in Arkansas.
One was in Springfield. Springfield's in Missouri.
Yeah.
They just said what they weren't. Liars.
God. Why can't the news just get it right?
For real.
I know.
Stupid asses.
Fake.
Fake news. CNN, what do you expect?
Fake news. CNN's fake news?
Kidding.
Well, you were like bitching a couple weeks ago when I was pulling stories from
Fox. Dude, every story you pulled was Fox.
I know.
They were all fake news.
They're not all fake news. Okay. All right. This one, yours.
Oh, yeah. So I got this alert today. Caleb, you're still here. Arlington Barbecue Restaurant shares heartfelt picture after opening second location, which I was like, okay, you know, that's cool, whatever. But then I looked at the picture that popped up, and I was like going, wait a minute.
I know that motherfucker.
I was like, I know that motherfucker. And for some reason, it's not pulling up. Hold on to me.
Of course it's not.
It pulled up a different story. I don't know what the fuck that's all about.
Really?
Yeah. Hold on. And I think Kayla and I saw this because I commented on it. It's called Hurtado Barbecue. And I was like, what the hell does Hispanics know about barbecue, right? And so I look at the picture, and I'm going to post it right here so you can see it. And I go, that's Marty B. I'm like, what the hell is Marty B doing? See the little short guy right there?
Oh, yeah.
And he's even wearing, I think, the Marty B's hat. And I'm like going, wait a minute. What does he have to do with this story?
He's expanding, like you said.
But it's weird because it doesn't mention his name at all. Oh, Joe says Hurtado's is the best damn barbecue. Now I'm like, mad that I didn't go try it. let's see. Hurtado's Barbecue shared a picture of how it started and how it's going in honor of its opening of its second location in 2 years, which is cool because I live by Little Elm and I work in Arlington. So that works out well. I can try either one of them. That's kind of why I was interested in the story. But according to the website, Hurtado's started back in 2018 as a pop-up barbecue event in Arlington. Fast forward to 2020, they opened their first brick-and-mortar location in Arlington. And fast forward to 2022, their second location is now up and active in Little Elm. I hope it survives because that place where it's at in Little Elm has literally been like six restaurants in the last 5 years, probably three or four.
Wow.
Yeah, it's been a lot of different things.
Yeah.
And it's also one of the Arlington restaurants to be featured during the weekend Rangers game. And when I saw this food, I go, that's Marty's. Like, there's the street corn. Yeah. And even the trays are the same damn trays that he has at Marty B's. And then I looked at the brisket and stuff, and I'm like, and then the way he did the sides, I was like, yep, that's totally Marty B's spin. So apparently he has some kind of, he might be an investor or something. That's the only thing I can think.
Yeah, he probably is.
Marty B's taking over. Marty Brian taking over the world. One restaurant at a time. Good job, man.
Yeah.
Shit, it's one of the few companies I should have probably stayed at. I'd have me like four restaurants by now.
Let's see. A Tennessee Lyft driver killed in ambush attack was a mother of six. The brother of Dushandra. Yeah. The brother of Dushandra Lee Ward, 43, said her passengers were the intended target when she was shot and killed in Memphis. Only in Memphis.
Dude, Memphis has it's
mm-hmm.
that whoever's the mayor, they need to get their shit together, because I drove through there and I never felt so fucking like I'm gonna get jacked in all my life.
Right.
Until I drove through fucking Memphis. And of course I had the 300Z on the back, which did fucking help the situation, because every motherfucker was eyeing that thing. Like,
oh yeah, they
went to a damn gas station. I'm like going, oh shit, we're gonna about to get robbed.
Right.
But yeah, man, it's bad there.
Let's see. A Tennessee woman was killed while driving Lyft. Ambush attack. Dushandra Lee Ward, 43, was driving for Lyft a few weeks before she was killed Friday. Her brother, Willie Mitchell. She was a loving mother of six. She got a one-year-old who cries herself to sleep looking for her mom. The Memphis Police Department said Ward was shot just before 3 p.m. and taken to a hospital where she was pronounced dead. Mitchell said his sister's passengers were the intended target.
Let me guess. They all survived.
Doesn't say.
Let's see. She was a Lyft driver. She was called to an address to pick up some individuals, and they were trailed by some more individuals. Once they got to the light, they jumped out and shot the car up. Jesus.
And of course, no arrests have been made. A Lyft spokesperson called Ward's death, tragedy is heartbreaking and deeply disturbing.
Yeah, they ain't gonna do shit about it, right?
Nope. Not a fucking thing.
Every time they say that, like, it's, to me, it's become to the point where it's just a little fucking tiny violin. Like, do something about it.
Yeah, they're not gonna do nothing.
My thoughts and prayers, like, that's not fucking gonna solve the problem.
They're not gonna do a fucking thing about it, dude. I'm telling you, man. They're not gonna do nothing. I mean, if it happened with Uber, Uber's not gonna do nothing. No fucking company is gonna do anything.
Right? Not as long as they're still making profits.
Yeah, I know.
That's all they give a shit about.
As long as the CEO can get paid.
Right.
That's it. $15 million fucking payday. Yeah. Anyway, I don't want to get into that. I'll start bitching. Wait, this is...
That's why we have the show.
This is why we have frustration. I know, F you.
Police in Casa Grande say they have arrested a 19-year-old man for allegedly making terroristic threats. According to a statement released on June 6th, officials said a guy who we're not going to name because he doesn't need any fucking airtime was arrested near his home on June 5th. An investigation began after FBI officials contacted Casa Grande police regarding online comments. Finally, the FBI is finally fucking doing their fucking job.
Yep.
After the Uvalde and all these mass shootings, I think the FBI, the CIA, all of them need to be fucking fired. We need to call them all out by fucking name and say, you had one fucking job to do, and that's protect.
Uh-huh.
And to use the surveillance that we know you fucking have, and we know you've been busted for.
Right.
And use it to prevent the shit.
Uh-huh.
About fucking time they did something. Fuckers. Bowen made various threats to harm people by mass shooting at a local high school, police station, and a movie theater. He threatened family and friends and praised the recent school shootings in Uvalde, Texas, a portion of the statement read. In their statement, police did not otherwise elaborate what Bowen exactly said. Bowen, I said his name. According to police, was taken into custody without incident. Although there were no weapons found at the time of his arrest, detectives were able to identify information that leads them to believe he may have access to firearms.
Wow.
Officials said he was booked into Pinal County Adult detention center where penis, he is being held
penis,
on
penis detention center.
Yes. Where he's being held on $150,000 bond. Charges will be forwarded to the Penis County Attorney Office for review.
Right.
They said there was no doubt in their mind the individual was intent on hurting people and ultimately would have waited. Finally, it's nice to hear they find before the fact and after the fact.
Right. Uvalde is, I think that if. What was I going to say? I don't know. It might come back to me. Let's keep.
I think you were going to say something about like it sparked.
Yeah,
a lot of
it sparked a lot of people and all that. I mean, Sandy Hook should have, but.
And I think like having the fact that Matthew McConaughey, that was his hometown.
Mm-hmm.
I think that has a lot more push. Because he was there, you know, on the ground, basically right after it happened. So I think that because of that, I think there's going to be more awareness, I guess is a good word.
Right, right.
And maybe hopefully finally something that's going to be done, you know, because that's the problem is nothing's been done.
Exactly.
Just like all these other situations where like our thoughts and prayers. Okay, well, your thoughts and prayers aren't going to solve the next one. I actually had a meeting on Saturday morning with the city of Corinth PD. They gathered all of the churches in the Lake Cities area, which includes Lake Dallas, Shady Shores, Hickory Creek,
right,
Corinth. And they basically said, the chief of police said, it's not a matter of if, it's a matter of when. He goes, it's going to happen. He said, we want to give you the tools to be prepared and to what to look for and all that sort of stuff. So it was really kind of eye opening. And this is the first I've ever heard of any city coming together with other, you know, head figures. These were all pastors and stuff like that of these churches and stuff like that. So basically getting the leaders of these different places and basically giving them the tools, showing them what to look for. And it was really, really eye-opening because there was a lot of stuff that we were told as the public and stuff, like, you know, take your book and cover your head and
right,
pretend to be dead. And basically he said, all that shit's out the window. Because this, what happened in Uvalde is a lot of people tried to play dead, but the guy just literally walked right up to him. They like literally, they had to use their teeth, dental records, in order to find who some of these people were. That's how bad the carnage was. Yeah, they're not reporting the whole story. You're not hearing the whole entire.
Of course not.
So yeah, it was very eye opening, and I'm really glad that I went to it. I recorded it all, so I will try to. Upload it at some point because I got so much footage and stuff that I still have to upload and that sort of thing. But yeah, it was pretty interesting, and I'm glad that
right,
you know, our town is actually doing something, you know what I mean, whereas right, you don't hear about it going on in any other cities. In international news, Blinken says there's credible reports Russia is stealing Ukraine's grain and selling it, accusing Moscow of trying to blackmail the world with a food crisis. Yeah, so shit's getting even more bad.
More work bad.
Yep, just as bad as his people is stupid.
Well, I don't know where I read it. I told you before, I don't know where I read it that Putin was gonna invade Finland.
Yeah, I have not
heard. I cannot remember where I read it. But I read it today.
That's weird.
Yeah.
So speaking of Top Gun, Paramount Studios is getting sued over Top Gun copyright.
Yep. Doesn't that suck?
That does suck. What are your thoughts? Because like I kind of heard.
They want money?
Well, yeah, I know they want money.
They want some of they seen how much it's made.
Well, and here's the other thing, too. So there's a new trend coming on.
Mm-hmm.
So you know how a lot of these Hollywood studios,
right,
they're recycling old material and old stuff. Well, the thing is, a lot of them, so a patent is either 10 or 20 years, depending on what patent right. you have, or what is it, trademark or whatever, copyright, sorry. And so what they're doing is when they remake a certain film, then these people that held the original copyright
right.
are now going after them. After these large studios, because they know that A is a cash cow and B, they have tons of money. So, and basically what they're saying is that they originally were the studio. There's five different ways the studio could win this. And they only have to prove one, mind you.
Mm-hmm.
One is they have to prove that they didn't start shooting till after it had expired. So meaning
right.
when the copyright was still good,
mm-hmm.
they started filming. So they were not in breach of the copyright.
Right.
So they can win on that matter. The second matter, they could say, well, this is an adaptation of the second film. So which is no longer viable as a copyright because we're not doing it off of this article anymore. We're doing it off of this film that we already have the copyright for.
Right.
And then there's like two or three other ways that they could win this, but it's going to be an uphill battle. And of course, Paramount's going to have very deep pockets with very good lawyers. And I don't think the copyright's going to stick. It's going to be an interesting trial either way.
Yeah, I think
because if they win, then that's going to open up a whole fucking can of worms in the film industry.
Yeah, I think Yane is going to, Shosh and Yone is going to lose. I think they are.
So, yeah, and Yone's production said that Top Gun Maverick did not finish until May 2021, more than a year after the studio knew it no longer had the rights to the source material. Yeah.
Yeah, and they're going to defend themselves vigorously.
Yep. The movie starring Top Gun, Tom Cruise was initially set for a July 2019 release, but faced numerous delays and is currently sitting atop the domestic box office for the second week in a row. They're saying that this thing's going to pull over. It's going to be the first time Tom Cruise has ever started anything that pulled over $1 billion with a B.
Yeah.
Yeah. They're saying it's probably going to hit it.
Mm-hmm.
It's good, but I don't think it was that good.
Well,
I think it needed more fighting, like more flying scenes.
I thought it had enough.
Nah, I needed more. I didn't see him go get inverted. But that plane in the beginning was fucking dope, dude.
Oh yeah, it was.
When it disintegrated.
Oh, yeah.
That was so sick. I was like, if this whole fucking movie is like this, yes. I want to see all top secret shit. Yes.
Yeah. Well, they shouldn't really show, you know, our top secret shit, but yeah.
Yeah. Why? We should. That way we can fucking scare the shit out of China and all the rest of them. Like, ha-ha, motherfuckers, look what we got. Right. You ain't gonna get none.
Oh, that the next story is just a,
Nah.
Yeah, the next story is just a...
Yeah.
Nah.
Nah.
Everybody's tired of hearing that one.
Yep.
All right, go ahead.
In business news, it's officially official. iPhones will be required to have USB-C in 2024, so don't have to carry around stupid fucking lightning cables. Thank God, because we all know they last about 6 months and then they die.
Pretty much.
If they last that long.
Right. Yep.
Sometimes cheaper ones on Amazon last longer than the damn ones that come with the phone.
That's true. That's
but true. It's going to be nice. You know, and it's weird because, like, the iPad, when I got it, right,
uh-huh.
it shipped with the USB-C, and I'm going,
what?
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 What? When did? What? I was like, is phones next? Honestly, I'm really surprised that they just don't go full wireless and have zero ports whatsoever.
Right.
That way you can completely seal the phone, and it's completely waterproof and submersible.
Yeah.
Like, that'd be fucking awesome to go diving with. Hell yeah.
Although because those iPhone cameras can take better pictures than regular cameras sometimes.
Speaking of, did you see what the new iOS thing that they just had yesterday or day before?
No.
You can literally put your cell phone right here mm-hmm. on the iMac,
mm-hmm.
and it will use your cell phone camera instead of the built-in camera.
No shit.
And get this. Here's what's even more killer. it uses, you know, the wide angle, the telephoto.
Yeah.
To see your hands on your desk.
Wow.
So it not only gets a picture of your face, but it also gets your hands. So, yeah. So be careful about where your hands are during a meeting with the iPhone.
Yeah. Right.
Don't be that guy.
Right. Yep.
So yeah, I thought that was pretty cool. Speaking of Apple, one of their updates is going to feature an option to edit unsend a text message. Yes,
I didn't say that.
So when your parents say, "Hey, check out the dick in my pool,"
yeah,
and they meant to say duck,
yeah.
Apple, they won't get ridiculed mercilessly by me.
Yeah, right.
Dad, I don't want to see your dick in the pool.
Is that what your dad did, really?
Yes. They sent me a picture of these ducks in their pool. And they go, check out the dicks in the pool.
Well, maybe they were calling the ducks dicks.
I mean, they kind of are.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh. No, Kayla, apparently, she says that if it hadn't been read yet, you can edit it.
Oh, yeah.
That sucks.
Yeah. This one?
Yep. Kind of goes back to the CEO thing.
Yeah. Worker pay at many companies failed to keep up with inflation, but those same businesses had enough money for stock buybacks.
Wasn't Amazon one of those companies?
Can I name a few?
Yeah, go ahead.
I'll name a few. Fucking Southwest.
Fucking Southwest.
Yeah. They buy back all the time. Amazon was one. Tesla was one.
Lowe's.
Yeah, Lowe's. Home Depot? Nah, I don't know.
Best Buy.
Yeah, oh yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Was American one? I don't know.
I don't see American on the list now.
I don't have the list open, so I'm just pretty
much. But Amazon did make the list.
Of course they did.
I think there's, yeah, it shows there's a whole ton of them.
I got to see them now.
At Amazon, CEO Andy Jassy received nearly $213 million in compensation in 2021, 6,474 times his median worker salary of $32,855, according to proxy statement filed with SEC in April. So if they have to file all this shit, why the fuck doesn't SEC and all these companies like crack down on this? Like, there's no way in hell a CEO should make 6,474 times unless he replicated himself 6,474 times.
Right.
And is doing the job of 6,474 people. Then I could fucking be like, yeah, that's right.
Oh, that was 2 weeks ago.
Oh, yeah. Kayla accidentally called her ex-husband Hub by accident in text.
Uh-oh.
She wishes she had that feature.
Yeah.
I'd love to hear everybody's faux pas in their texting world. I told you mine.
Yeah. No, I just saw this article here.
Which one?
Yeah, but it was 2 weeks ago. Biden says that the U.S. would be willing to get involved militarily if China were to attack Taiwan.
Yeah, that was old.
Yeah, that's old.
We already talked about that.
Oh, we did?
Yeah.
I don't remember.
I know.
It's hard for me to remember things.
But here's something to remember.
Yeah.
A remarkable drug trial ends with all 18 patients cancer-free. You heard that right.
Yeah, that's good, though.
All 18 patients cancer-free. All patients treated with the drug are in remission, a result that seems unprecedented in cancer research. And later, the clinical place that came up with it burned down to the ground.
Of course it did.
No, you know what's going to happen, though. The results of the phase 2 trial were published over the weekend in New England Journal of Medicine. The study involved researchers at Memorial Sloan Kettering Cancer Center, as well as Yale University, my people.
Yeah.
And it was sponsored by the pharmaceutical company GlaxoSmithKline, which tells you it's never going to fucking come to light. The trial enrolled volunteers diagnosed with stage 2 or 3 rectal cancer, meaning their tumors had begun to grow larger and spread to nearby parts of their body. Their cancer was also determined to be caused by a particular mechanism called a deficiency in mismatch repair. Cancers can form for many different reasons, but sometimes our cells develop mutations that hinder them from being able to fix errors made when DNA is copied with them. The errors can then eventually lead to cancerous cells. The research theorized that their treatment, a lab-made antibody called dostralimab, might be able to help this.
What was that again?
Dostralimab.
God. Okay.
Might be able to help with this subset of patients. It works by inhibiting a protein known as programmed death receptor, PD-1, found in many cancer cells. The inhibition then allows the immune system to recognize the cancer cells as harmful and target them for destruction.
Yeah.
The drug was developed by GlaxoSmithKline, and it was given an accelerated approval by the FDA last year for cases of endometrial cancer linked to mismatch repair deficiency. So when the hell is this going to come to market?
It needs to,
right?
And it needs to. It really does.
And this might open the doorway for. And it's not cheap, by the way. It's $11,000 per dose out of pocket. Yeah, but you know, the minute they can make the price come down by mass producing it, finding generic and all that stuff.
That's.
But at least there's fucking hope, which is, and a lot of people that have, you know, either have friends, family, or loved ones.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, having that little gleam of hope is, you know, a lot.
Oh, yeah, it is. All they need now is, didn't we do a story like last month or something like that about Alzheimer's?
Yeah, I think so.
Dementia or Alzheimer's?
Yeah, I think we might have.
So anyway, this about the cancer,
And that concludes all our stories.
Yeah,
go ahead.
About the cancer drug trials. That's something that they should have been working on a long time ago.
Yeah, well, especially since they know it has to do with the, you know, mutation in the DNA and that sort of stuff. So it's like, why didn't y'all, if y'all knew this, why didn't y'all do something about it?
True. Yep, I know. I know, and it's all coming out now. So, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. They need to get something. More, they need to get something more like for dementia and Alzheimer's too. So, because I mean, just like cancer, that's a nasty, you know.
Oh man, this is gonna illness. Piss you off.
I don't want to know what happened.
This just came across my wire.
What?
So Johnny Depp basically thanked all of his fans and stuff for, you know, support and all that sort of stuff, and basically Amber Heard replied.
What's your reply?
He's moving forward. Women's rights are moving backward.
Oh, my God.
The verdict's message to victims of domestic violence is be afraid to stand up and speak out. That bitch just needs to go on a fucking island, go out in the woods. Somebody pick her up, take her to the woods.
Well, she needs to go away because she's making shit worse for herself.
She's going to be the most hated person.
She already is.
I mean, she's going to be more hated.
Well, yeah, I know, but I mean, she needs to go away.
She does. Her
PR, I mean, they're already talking about her having filed bankruptcy.
Really?
Yeah. So.
And you know how the film industry works, right? Like, you get blacklisted. Ain't nobody.
Oh, she's already blacklisted.
Yeah, ain't nobody going to touch that with a
fucking court.
20-foot fucking pole.
Yeah.
I mean, if whoever she hired, how is she going to pay her? Speaking of which, didn't she just hire a PR firm?
Yeah.
Clearly, they need to take her fucking iPad or phone. Or
well, the thing is,
they need to delete all of her social media accounts.
Right.
Yeah.
But the thing is that PR guy, head guy, whatever, was accused of sexual assault.
Oh, wow.
You remember that? I told you.
I remember that. You telling me
it
that.
It was last week when fucking Andy was on.
That's a whole plot fucking twist. Is
yeah.
she still using him? Or,
I don't know.
I don't know how she's going to pay him.
I have no idea. And she does this, you know, not being heard, you know, the women not being heard. So,
So that concludes the show, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for tuning in. We love you. If you haven't liked, subscribed, and turned on your notifications, do so now, because you don't want to miss an amazing episode.
Nope, you don't.
You don't.
Nope.
But thank you all for tuning in. We love you long time, and we will catch you on Thursday.
Are you sure?
Yes, I think. Are you? Oh, wait, you're not going to be here, are you?
I don't know.
All right, if anybody wants to come in on the studio on Thursday, holla at your boy. Might give you some airtime.
Yeah.
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 All right, y'all. Appreciate y'all tuning in. We will catch you Thursday.
All right. Y'all take care.